Good Tuesday evening, everyone.
Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio show where my voice echoes.
Can I say something? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me?
It's working this week.
Are we sure?
Live.
I got somebody live, too. I don't know who it is.
I hear you, Chris.
Kayak Fishing Radio, who do we have?
Hey, what's going on, Lois? This is Arlie.
Arlie in the house.
What's up, man?
Welcome, brother. Welcome. All right. What's up is what's down. Rain. Holy cow. Haven't had any rain, and now the past 2 days, damn frog choker out there. Goes from one extreme to the other. Wind or rain. But what are you going to do? Yeah, it's pretty been kind of hectic weather we've had here lately. Blew all weekend. They had a huge flounder tournament that we have here locally every year, the Flounder Bowl. Got pushed back from Saturday to Sunday, and then they ended up pushing it all the way to this coming weekend because of winds. And now we've got two large rains past 2 days, so water's going to be getting nice and muddy out there. Is what it is, right, Chris?
Okay.
you told
me not to say it anymore, so I'm trying not to say it anymore.
Okay. It was in that context, but anyway. Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Double L edition of Kayak Fishing Radio. We don't have a big turnout yet so far. I wonder where everybody's at tonight. Probably already getting their fireworks out of the closet.
Hey, that's illegal in Virginia. You can't say that.
It's illegal in most states, especially any that leave the ground. Kendall's here. Don Paredes. Speckled Trout Joe's in the house. We got a couple of guests joining us tonight. Guests, you can log in with a Facebook, Twitter account, or a Blog Talk account, and then you'll be able to join the chat room. Otherwise, sit back and relax. And if you have any questions or anything, you can always call the studio, 714-816-4727. Who else is here? Lee, we just said that. He's on the phone. And we got Melita. Wow, Melita, welcome back. Haven't seen you in a while. Got Florida done fell off the face of the earth or something. Missed you. Good to have you back, Melita. Happy birthday, month. I just saw her.
Look, Andy. And it's a woman, too. You know, if it's her birthday month, she means it. That means her month is due to be celebrated 30 days.
All right. I got a couple months to go until. Speaking of a couple months ago, it's already July 1st. I was just thinking about that earlier.
I remember as a kid,
Mom saying July, 4th of July was half a summer over, so. Now that I don't go to school, but anyway.
Tom's with us, too.
All right, we got Tommy V on the phone. Very cool. All right, guys, sit back. Once you got something to interject anytime, anyway, throw it in there. I'm going to cover some upcoming events and things I got to go just to get the first couple out of the way, and then we'll get to our guests. Well, a week from tonight, we'll do that one first. A week from tonight, yours truly is going to be at Wild River Outfitters on Virginia Beach Boulevard from 6 to 8, appropriately named the Liar's Corner. doing a seminar on skinny water fishing, shallow water, maybe better for this part of the country, but skinny water fishing at Wild River. So come on out, join us. Let's see. Well, I guess we're going to do a radio show. Chris and I haven't figured all out whether we're going to drag the computer to the shop. Am I that boring already?
Perfect. The Liar.
Oh, the Liars. I want to listen to them. So, yeah, so this coming Tuesday, come on by, hang out at the shop. Should be a good time. We'll be doing, like I said, skinny water fishing. Red drum, speckled trout, flounder, whatever else. So then we'll figure out what we're doing about the radio show. Either Chris is going to sit tight here at home and I'll just call in from this store, and or maybe we'll drag the computer over there and do the show live from the Wild River. So I won't have any other chance to remind everybody because that'll be next week. What else we got here? Oh, upcoming. And then that weekend, the 13th, is the Cobia tournament. I talked about it last week. Pretty cool that we are finally getting some recognition out there. We as the kayak anglers, and they've thrown in the kayak division. Well, not even the kayak division. They're going to be fishing against the other boats. But there will be a separate kayak Calcutta. But this coming Saturday, July 13th, sponsored by the Norfolk Anglers Club and Vinings Marine. You can get more information by going to the Norfolk Anglers Club's Facebook page. You can get with us. I think we've shared it on every site probably around town here, PKA, Oceans East, has flyers and sign-up sheets in the store. So you can go check it out. But minimal entry fee to go out and fish the Cobia tournament to have a chance at $3,000. That's based on 50 boat entries. So 50 people sign up for it. You have the potential of winning $3,000. Second place pays $1,500, and third place pays $500. Then, like I mentioned, there's two Calcuttas. You can actually get in the boat one, too, I'm sure. That pays $80.20, and then the separate kayak Calcutta pays $80.20 also. So should be fun. Our good friend Mark Patterson's making the drive up from North Kakalaki. We stayed here at the Double L Farm.
We could talk all kinds of stuff about Mr. Patterson, who's been calling you.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that because you know how old, slippery, computer savvy. He might be one of those guests lurking because he has trouble logging into his own bank account on the ATM.
He is so excited over this darn Cobia tournament. He's been calling you. He's been texting you every other day, Mr. Patterson. Starting to think you have a man crush on my husband.
Joe asked in the chat room, can I explain Calcutta rules? It's real simple. It's just a side pot, basically. So you can get in the Calcutta. I don't know what they're going to be, $10, $20. And however many people get in it, that's the amount. So there's the 80-20. So the first place winner in the Calcutta gets 80% of that pot, and the second place gets 20%. The thing about it is not everybody, it's an optional thing. So I've seen it in tournaments in the past where the person who wins the overall tournament didn't get into Calcutta, so it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be going against, I guess you get the gist of it. So you can still win the Calcutta and not win the tournament. If the Calcutta, you know, breaks out that way, then not everybody signs up, but either way. So it just gives you another chance of winning some money and or extra money if you win the whole event. Does that make sense?
Just keep talking.
Man crush. Playing the music. We should have Mark call in now. Hey, Mark Patterson and I going Cobia fishing together. Oh, man. This is the way it's going tonight. Did Tommy V and Rick Starley hang up yet?
Actually, Arlie's still here, but we keep losing Tom.
That'd be your intro music, Arlie, if you ever get your own radio show. I'll make sure that we put that down for you. All right, maybe not. All right, that's what I'm going to cover for now. I got some more news we'll get throughout the show. We don't need to do it all at once. Let's see what's going on in Mr. Arlie's world. Robert, how are you this evening?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? Hello, Chris. How you guys doing tonight?
We're here.
Doing good. Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, try. We got a new lake. If you want to come fishing this weekend, come by the house. We got Lake Lozier in the backyard right now from that deluge we had this afternoon. So,
What's biting
there? I don't know. I got to get out there in a second. I got a lot of weeds.
A bloodhound out there biting?
Well, he's biting. He's just, yeah, he won't bite.
He won't get his feet wet.
Nice.
What's wrong with that? It's funny.
You got to get him a sit on top, you know, so he'd be, stay out of that water. You don't want to get him too wet.
Yeah. Very cool. So I see that you went out the other night after you said you weren't going to go in after the house thing. How'd you do on the water?
Oh, man, it wasn't too much going on. A few croaker, and that's about it. Everybody, I was actually trying for flounder, bouncing off the bottom and stuff, you know, gulps and a couple Slayer, what are they called, SSTs or whatever off the bottom. I didn't get anything. Pirates of Lynn Haven, Matt Anderson, he hooked up with a nice cow nose ray to give him a good run, and kind of got everybody's interest. We all paddled over to watch him fight that thing for a little bit till it popped his line, but that was about it. And then the wind started to pick up a little bit out of the south on the way in, so it got a little snotty, but not too bad. So all in all, it wasn't a bad evening.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, we passed on that. Had a long day, but I'm glad you got. Did you use some of those new 5-inch swimming mullet gulps that you picked up the other day from the store?
Oh yeah, I actually fed a few to the croakers out there, so we know they work.
Yeah, crack for fish. That's what gulp is. That don't matter what.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, I was at 50% by the end of the evening because you know the pack of gulp, they only come with four in there, so I was two down after the trip. So. You know, I was getting a little worried there, but the flounder weren't cooperating anyway, so no big deal. I still got two left, though. We'll see what happens maybe this week.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, because I have not used those. Are the tails any thicker, or do they get chewed off just as quick as the old standard mullet?
Well, I tell you, they do seem to be a little bit thicker. I know sometimes it's a part of me. I actually feel a little croaker, you know, or whatnot, you know, down there kind of gnawing on them, and I'll get kind of angry at them and yank them just to, you know, kind of get them away from me. But so I think sometimes it's more my part than the actual bait itself. But they tend to work a little bit better as far as the longevity of them. You know what I mean? I mean, if I were using regular gulps, I know in Lynn Haven, I'd go through probably three-quarter. I'm not going to say about a quarter of a, you know, one of those drums full of them. You know what I mean? So they tend to hold up a little bit better.
He didn't throw the body parts away that got chewed, the tail got chewed off, did he?
Oh, no. Typically, I usually like to keep them in that juice and, you know, you can reuse it and, you know, put it on a bottom rig or something like that to catch bait with.
Right, yeah. And the other thing is, even though I'm in the business of selling tackle when I'm working at Ocean Beach, so if anybody tells the guys at the shop I said this, but little tip for everybody, if I haven't given it before, is when you got the gulp, whatever gulp you're using, and it gets kind of mangled up from a little pinfish or croaker, like you're saying, or black willies, whatever the case may be, is keep those little pieces, throw them back in the jar, keep them generated. But then when you go to use a mirror lure or even a regular jig head with plastic, cut little chunks of that off, slide it on the hook, and put your plastic on it, or put it on one of the treble hooks of your mirror lure, because 80% of that gulps, that stink that it's putting in the water, whatever that, like I said earlier, that crack for fish is. So if you do it that way.
Oh, yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I hadn't thought of that, but I'll definitely keep that in my arsenal.
Our friend Joe Mancini would like to know, what size jig head are you using with the 5-inch?
I actually use the half ounce, anywhere from the half ounce to 3/8. It's just depending on the current out there, the HRBT. The 3/8 was working pretty good for me as far as keeping contact with the bottom and all. But so anywhere around those, you're getting, you know, any the CBBT and stuff like that, you'll probably have to bump up to 1.5, and probably even 2, depending on the strength of the current that's running. And I don't know, Mark, do you know by chance what odd hook that is that usually comes on those? It was the actual pre-made, the cord deals that you guys sell in the big containers there.
Oh, the ones
in the center aisle.
That's actually the ones I was using.
It's a pretty good size hook, you know what I mean?
It's probably a 4 or 5-aught hook on those ones. The cannonball jigs, is the plain red cannonballs?
Yeah,
I'd say it's a 4 to 5. I'm not sure. I can ask for you guys, though, because Danny, who works there, pulls him. So, hold on a second. Chris, can you share the link again to the show and maybe even on your Facebook page? I'm getting text messages from people who can't get in. So, here's a funny thing. So, I got You'll appreciate this too, Ali. My computer, the E key isn't working well tonight, so if I spell some stuff, but it's not like the Z key or the Q key. It's got to be an E key. You know, that's going to be one of those keys you don't use too often, but the E key. I got to, like, stand on it to get it to work. I guess I got to get it in the shop.
We just blame it on you. You're a mountain man anyway, right? So we just blame it on that.
Is that where it is? A little backwoods. You've obviously never seen me type because I use the biblical seek and ye shall find on the keyboard anyway. I hunt the heck my way around. It takes me a few more days longer than most people to write a monthly article. So,
yeah.
You'd think by now I'd have it down. But it's even more frustrating when you don't have a letter E to use. So,
yeah.
Now I'm going to get incriminated in the next crime I do. Well, we're having trouble getting Tommy V in, I guess. He's saying he's got some phone issues, so I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys were going to recap any of the weekends. I was just kind of going to
piggyback off of that stuff,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know you guys shed a good insight on what's going on and everything. I didn't want to...
Tom! Here's Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. There he is, the savior.
Go green.
Alright, I don't know if this is working. I'm trying something new here.
Uh-oh. Hey, we don't want to hear about all that. Just call on the radio.
We can hear you loud and clear.
You can hear me loud and clear?
Oh, good God, yes.
Last time you tried something new, you got
I'm trying Skype, so... But I'm listening to a Volkswagen Passat commercial right now as I'm talking to you, so...
Okay.
We
need that background noise shut off, please. We're sounding like a bunch of amateurs here tonight. Now.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you something right now. I am ready for some turkey tonight.
Gobble, gobble. Well, just hold off till we get through with the show. We don't want you
I don't know if you guys have Sprint cell service, but right now I'm not very happy.
Yeah,
can you hear me now?
I'm going to play some music. You guys keep talking because Melita is in that room.
Oh, God. Tommy V, having trouble with his cell phone.
Actually, I'm using the Skype dial-in.
I'm very impressed. Hey, if I failed to mention, this won't go along with Melita's jazzy music here, but... to make sure I said hello and shout out to everybody who's listening on their apps, either Google or Apple apps. And we got a few more people that joined us, so thanks to everybody for coming in tonight. Tons of guests over there. Guests, I hope you're not having trouble logging in, that it's just you want to sit anonymously as guests in the background and lurk. But if not, then you can always log in with a Facebook or Twitter account. Yeah, we got quite a few.
I don't think Mark Patterson is in there because Mark Patterson would have heard me talk crap about him and he would have sent me a private message at this point. So let's talk about Patterson some more. No, I'm kidding.
I'm trying to read the chat room while you were talking. But anyway, so this past Saturday, we had an incredible event that went on at the Appomattox River Company. And I thought it was kind of appropriate, and Tom, I don't think I set it up that way, but it really seemed to be in timing with the this week's great day that's about to happen, that's Independence Day, 4th of July here for our country. So
it really worked out well.
That's why you held off until then?
That's right.
Yeah, so well, you did a good job on that. So, yeah, so it just kind of... really came full circle, I think, after this past weekend, and that's why I wanted to kind of put tonight's show to this recap and what happened last Saturday, what all the big hubbub was about that you talked about last week on the show, and just kind of reflect on everything that went on that day. And quite frankly, because I don't have a damn fishing report to give anybody because I've been working too much and not fishing.
What we put together is, we've been working real hard over probably close to a year now on some of the projects that we've had going on in the chapter. And, you know, whenever you try to do a project, you always have an end date to it, and the end dates just kept getting moved time after time after time after time. And, you know, everything just seemed like a month or a couple months ago they were all going to come together, and then all of a sudden they, you know, a couple of them kind of blew up and went longer than what we expected. But we had, you know, we had a few projects. We had their trailer modifications. You know, a year ago we had a guy that gave us a Gary Sponholz that gave us a trailer, and it was a used trailer and all that, and we wanted to redo that, and we teamed up with Freedom Automotive, a local Ford and other vehicle dealership in the area, and they took the trailer and man, far exceeded any expectations that we had, and took the wood off of it and put aluminum plate and sent it out and got it sandblasted and powder coated and new lights and new wiring, new tires, rims, bearings. I mean, just put four doors on it, and the doggone thing looks fantastic. So we wanted to highlight that. And then the other big project we had going, we came up back in November, we came up with the idea that, you know, a lot of times we have a hard time getting vets to come over during some of our community awareness events. You know, just because, you know, they're not real trusting of strangers and all that, but they might be in Bass Pro or some of the other locations that we set up. So we said, well, how can we get them to come over, you know, feel pretty comfortable? And we started manning our booth with, you know, former Marines and military personnel, Navy, all that. And that seemed to help, but they were still shying away. So we said, let's have something with some flash that looks real cool. And so what we did, we decided to get a kayak, and we were real lucky that Chad Hoover at Hook One and KBF had a kayak bass fishing, Chad had a commander one.
Damaged
one that got hit by a forklift, and he couldn't sell it. You know, he wasn't going to sell it. So, you know, he found out about what we were doing, he donated it. And then we got with local artist Alan Therrington, Fish Deviant, and he jumped on the wagon on doing the artwork. And then
let me stop you for a second. I just put the link up on the chat room for everybody for our local Tidewater Howe Facebook page. So as Tom's, we're talking about all this, if you guys want to go check out the pictures and all, because of these boats, the kayak that Tom's mentioning now and everything that we're going to talk about, is great pictures on there that you can go click through while we're talking, so you can really see this incredible artwork, incredible wrap job, just all around that. I don't know. If it was me and I had that kayak, I think I'd just keep it on top of the truck and drive around town all the time with it, and keep put 303 on it to make sure the sun didn't beat it up, because it looked so daggone good, man. That if that was really, just to see that, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it really was. In fact, when we pulled around the parking lot, the expressions on some of the people's faces it was pretty special. You know, between seeing the trailer for the first time and seeing that kayak, you know, the wrap job that they did on it, it's just, I mean, it's a work of art. It's beautiful. Everything that Alan does is top notch, and you know, he's a big house supporter, and he's just one heck of an artist. And he captured exactly what we were looking for. You know, we didn't really know what we wanted to do, if we wanted to do all fish on it or a big fish or whatever, but he combined it with, you know, the Howe emblem and does have a bass at the front end of it. Well, on one end of it, because it's alternating from side to side. And then it has a wheelchair, and then it has a guy sitting in a kayak. So, you know, it's a nice transition from wheelchair to kayak. And there's also a parallel story between the damaged kayak and being reused and put to good use. And just like the folks that we take out, they may have got damaged in the job that they were doing, you know, for our country, but they're still a viable alternative to just sitting back and, you know, get out and enjoy life. And the folks that we take out are definitely finding that out. So Alan was on hand, and he got to talk about the artwork and what inspired him. which was great. And then we also had a donation from a local company, Atlas Technologies Incorporated. Big supporters, big supporters of the Tidewater chapter. Let me just jump back on that wrap. Also, it was a donation from Tactical Electronics that actually paid for the wrap. I really wanted to put a plug in for them because without them, it would not have happened. Even with the donated kayak, even with the donated artwork, we still had to pay for the materials and stuff for the wrap. And without Tactical Electronics and the folks over there, and they're actually stepping up and doing even more, and it looks like we're going to have a long-term relationship with them. It would not have happened. But anyways, Atlas Technologies Incorporated, big supporters of the chapter. They've helped us year after year after year, and this year was no exception. They came through with two native tandem, refresh my memory, I don't remember the model. I'm sorry.
Ultimates,
yeah. So, you know, we got those, so, you know, we can team up some of the vets with their family members or another volunteer or their buddy or whatever. And, you know, it's just going to really expand the service that we can provide. And then we had a give back program that we started, and a young man that came out with his dad time after time. One of our volunteers really wanted to do something for one of the kids that came out, and we were able to hook him up through this guy's donation of rod and reel and a tackle box with a little bit of mixture of freshwater and saltwater tackle. And then also he came across a used kayak, and we sit on top, and we were able to hook that kid, Caden Wallingford, up. Just one heck of a guy, you know, honor student, straight-laced, you know, smile as the day is long, just a great kid, fantastic kid. And he's, you know, everybody in the chapter knows who this guy is, this kid is, and I think it was a perfect choice selecting him to get that. And that kind of turned into a thought that we had in the chapter, and we kind of developed it, and we wanted to give back to a vet also, but we couldn't really do that through the chapter itself or through Heroes on the Water, because that our organization is just not set up to do those kinds of things. So we formed a little thing called the Coffee Can Club, you know, a couple handfuls of members, and we were going to buy some gear and then and a kayak, and Woody Calloway at Native. You know, we talked to him about it, and he says, you know what, I want to do this. We want to get involved with this. We're going to donate the kayak. And, you know, we had kind of already talked about what we were planning on getting, and he even brought it up a couple of notches above that and donated the Slayer 14.5 foot. So, and then they ran with it. A Native actually ran with that idea and donated a kayak at the last Boondoggle down in Florida. And they also have donated one out in Louisiana also. So, you know, what started here is just a quick idea with a bunch of folks. It's kind of turned into a national program for one of the big major kayak manufacturers out there. And I mean, we're just tickled pink about it. And of course, you know, we had a local pro staff member that was able to represent Native. Do you know what that guy's name was, Chris? I can't remember.
What are you talking about? I'm not even listening. I'm trying to find the
news clip. Wow. I was trying to find the news clip from the show. Yeah, see if it was on their website. Well, I'll tell you what. That was probably one of the toughest things I ever had to do, to stand up in front of that crowd. And those people who know me well enough that I don't mind getting up in front of a crowd and running my damn mouth. But Saturday was probably one of the hardest times, and I was so honored and privileged to be asked from Native to do that. Woody called and asked if I would go ahead and make that presentation for the company for Legacy Paddle Sports, and of course I would. But after everything that preceded that and all the things that went on, and then when I had to get the shot up there, that's why I had to tell that little funny story. I thought at first is to try to calm myself and just change the mood for a minute, but I still am and very privileged to have been the person who's given that Slayer boat over to Kendall. And I think he very well deserved it, and I'm glad to see he's already got it wet. I hope they, hope we get to see a lot of good fish pictures from that kayak. He deserves it. So he's done a lot for us as Hal and a lot for us as a nation. So,
you know, he really has done a lot, not only in the defense of our country and serving our country so well, you know, and getting injured and all that. You know, that's a story in itself and the story that, you know, takes precedence. But, you know, then when he comes back and he gets involved with Hal, and it's an interesting story of how he got involved with Hal. He actually got interested in going out on a kayak with a buddy of his. And I'm not sure if that was Ray Garcia or not. But anyways, and then he saw Chad Hoover on the side of the road and saw his house sticker on his truck, Chad's truck, and actually stopped to talk to him and got talking about how and all that. Next thing you know, I either got an email from Jim Dolan where Kendall had emailed the National, or he got my, I think that's how it happened. I think he emailed Jim Dolan and Jim Dolan forwarded it to me and we made contact. And next thing you know, he came out and he honestly came to every single thing that we did, even after a back surgery. He probably shouldn't have been out there, but he said, he told me on the phone that day, we were over at Wallace's over in Hampton, and I was calling him. I was getting ready to turn down that little skinny road by the house. I said, hey man, you coming out today or what? And he said, yeah, I just had back surgery. I said, well, no, don't come out. He said, man, I'd walk through fire to get to a Hal event. I said, wow, that's awesome. So he comes out. We have a great time. And it was a rather hot day that day. And he decided, or at least his body decided to go ahead and pass out and fall into the water. So he cooled off, stood up real quick. We got him in. He lost his iPhone, but. What are you going to do, you know? But he's been to everything that we've done. He, you know, now we've brought him in as the our liaison for vet contacts and stuff. And when he goes over to the hospital, he makes sure that he visits a couple groups that we've been working with for a while. And actually, he brought us into a new group over there also this year. And he talks the story. And you know, when we do our community awareness events and he's at that desk, I stand back and I watch. And there's another guy that was out there, Tommy DeWitt, a Navy vet and still serving. I just watched those two and they talk the talk and wink the eyes and all. I mean, you vets, you guys know each other without even saying, yeah, I served and I was in this and I was in that. I maybe it's a certain words that you use or whatever. Or maybe it's just a aroma that you give off or something. I don't know what it is. You sense it from each other. And it opens doors and it opens ears and stuff. And so, you know, that's why we wanted to bring him into the chapter as our liaison for vets. And then, you know, he just continues to give back. He's always giving back. He's not selfish. He's probably the most honest, most caring person that I've met in a long, long time. And, you know, I right down to the Claymores. That's exactly
right. Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, we can't tell that story online. But
it's all good. All right. Well, you know what, Tom? I'm going to interrupt you, but I don't want you to go over it because we've definitely got a lot more to cover.
Yeah.
But somebody in the chat room just put up, Melita, that we should have videoed it. And that's why Robert Lee is with us tonight, because he did video. He videoed the whole time. Actually, Robert Lee walks into a room, and there's always a camera running, so everybody always checks your check your nose and check your eyes and make sure you got everything.
Do your hair and makeup. Do your hair and makeup.
Yeah, that's right. And Andy, we had plenty of, but Robert Lee called in tonight because he's doing a film about, I guess you could say, would film be the proper term, on Saturday's events. And you're right, Andy took an incredible photo. That's why I put that link up to the Tidewater Hal page for everybody to see those pictures and check it all out. But Robert's going to talk to us about what he's doing with this, all that video he shot. So go ahead, Robert. What's going on with you? And I know you're part of Everybody doesn't know Robert is the other bearded half of Yaktastic Adventures with Rob DeVore, the filming kayak crew that do a lot of really cool stuff. Even did a nice little video for First Landing kayak fishing. But just to introduce Rob before he gets going here. So you go check those guys out at Yaktastic and R. Lee on the old Facebook page. And I announced it last week, but I'll say it again in my newest teammate here locally for Native Watercraft. So I got another little helper around town. But anyway, so, all right, Rob, well, first off,
thank you
for joining us tonight and tell everybody what's going on.
All right, will do, man. I appreciate you guys having me on, first and foremost. And while I'm at it, man, I'd like to thank everybody out there listening and everybody in the chat room for getting us to 500 likes on our Facebook page. It always amazes me that people can get behind some of the work you do, and you know it's always rewarding that you know that they find your work rewarding as well. So, but yeah, as far as the video project, I'll tell you a little bit how it came about. Actually got to talking to Tom a little bit, and I told him numerous times that I wanted to be involved with the POW organization, but numerous times that they had outings and whatnot. Work scheduling or something like that came up. I never really had a chance to get out and be a part of it. So kind of throwing some ideas around with Tom and whatnot. And he says, well, what do you think about doing a video on how? You know what I mean? But, you know, I said, well, yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea. And he said, well, better yet, how about, you know, one on Kindle? And, you know, and so I said, you know, yeah, that's an awesome idea. And it's just funny that I remember back at the Boondoggle, for those of you that don't know, I ran into Kindle. I believe it was that Saturday. We were out fishing for the mini rod tournament, and I see a gentleman over in the reeds over there in the marsh, and he yells over at me and says, "Hey, do you have can I use your phone? I guess his phone died or whatever." And so I pounded over there and let him use the phone. It just so happened the guy he was trying to contact was Tom Vanderhyde, and I guess he was out that day during a how outing. So, you know, we fished around for a little bit, and I ended up following him, and I just think that's, you know, pretty neat that after all this, you know, came about kind of full circle, you know what I mean? We meet back now, and I'm going to be doing a video on him, but pretty much what I'm looking to do is, just like Tom said, all the things that Kindle has came in and done for the Howe organization, I want to capture that, and I actually want to capture his story of how I actually came to him and helped him through his harder times and this, that, and the other. And if I can portray that in an artistic way and just kind of lay it out and make it nice and scenic and tell a good story at the same time in hopes that we can show it to other veterans and get them inspired and get them out to want to be on the water as well. That's kind of my idea behind the whole project. And like I said, it's kind of Tom's idea that, you know, he came up with everything, man. So he's kind of the man behind the machine there, man. He does a great job over there, man. And I just want to thank him for all he does and thank Kendall definitely for all he has done and continues to do.
Well, I know you got all this on video.
Well, I tell you what, I'll say something like you were saying. You said it was tough for you to be sitting up there. I tell you what, I got home, man, and I'm looking through some of my stuff, and I'm like, man, why is that kind of out of focus, you know what I mean? I didn't understand. I'm like, well, it's kind of hard looking through an eyepiece when you're kind of misty-eyed, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, that stuff is powerful, definitely, and that if I can get that type of stuff on film to, you know, bring morale of others up and, you know, actually show people out there what this organization is doing, you know what I mean? And like I said, me not being able to take part in any of the, you know, the Howe outings, you know what I mean? This is kind of my way of giving back, you know what I mean? My way to shed light on it, you know what I mean, so to say.
Well, and Kendall's in the chat room, and I feel kind of funny because we're all talking Kendall. He's sitting right there, but anyway, I'm going to talk about you now too, Kendall. But I'm going to talk about Kendall in a big picture because I feel and I think, knowing that I've been with Hal basically since, I would have to say, its inception, Tidewater being one of the first chapters outside of gyms in Texas, I think Kendall was just a, what's the word to use? Gosh, I can't even think of how to use it properly. What other vets don't get to say and what other vets haven't said to us. Like, what's going on out there. When Kendall and you got it on film, and I know you'll put it in there because it was probably the most poignant thing that I took away from the day when he was walking down the side of the rat boat and saying all the things he said and the organizations that he's been involved with and the people he's met. That's what Hal started for, and that's what Hal is trying to do, just what Kendall put into words publicly. If we had to have a commercial for Hal that we could run on every TV channel, what he said that day, I think, is what Jim Dolan, the guys in Texas, thought when the first event was on the water, and the Tidewater chapter, Melita's chapter, the Jersey guys, everybody, when their first chapter took their first event and they saw the difference that they made that first time, and they see the difference that it makes, the 10th trip, the 100th trip, whatever the case may be, that's what it's about. And I think that Kendall, probably not knowing, but in his end, he exactly answered what Jim Dolan and everybody who works with Hal wants it to be. And so to me, that made it feel like it came full circle, that everything that started has definitely done its job. And I hope that, you know, it continues to go that way. I've said this before. I wish sometimes that we didn't have a Hal event anymore, only meaning that everybody was healthy and home and didn't need to spend that time, that they were able to be wherever they had to be, that being underwater with us wasn't what they needed anymore, that they totally rehabilitated in one way or another, or went on to other things in their life that they, but as long as there's one person out there that needs time on the water, I know there'll be a Hal chapter somewhere that'll take that individual out. And right now, it'll probably be Kendall if we're not around. I'm sure he'll grab him and throw him in that sit-inside boat that I'm sure he still owns, or whatever he's got to do to get those people out on the water. But and it lets me know, too, that, you know, anybody else out there, that it works. So if you know of somebody, and Tom and I talk about this all the time, if you know somebody, doesn't have to be in wherever, you know, get them in touch with the Hal organization in their town, in their state, in their country. I mean, they're all over the world now. We got them in Australia, England, and probably other places that I'm not aware of. So, I mean, it totally, I think that's the biggest thing I took away from Saturday, is that it works. It really does work. So. All right, here we go again. I'll put my sunglasses back on.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
It's always good when you make yourself cry. But anyways, just to touch base on, you know, how we came about to go into Rob Lee is, you know, I mean, we sit there and we watch all the videos that everybody's putting out, and, you know, I'm really crappy on videos. I suck so bad at it, you know, the editing and all that. You can have a thought in your mind, but, you know, you got the guys that have the thought in their mind and they can put it together. But then you got hundreds of guys that can put stuff together, but they don't have the thought. And then you have other hundreds of guys that have the thought, but just can't put it together. And so, you know, you look around, you see who you have, and you got Kevin that's putting these just unbelievable video and movies together. I mean, they're just fantastic. And then you got guys like Rob Choi that's putting a combination of really great footage, but with an artistic flair to it also. And I think Rob Lee is one of those guys. You know, just the artisticness of this, the artistic ability of his videos, if you watch them, are pretty awesome. You know, I was blown away with one that he did recently, and it was such a simplistic thing. And him and I talked about it at great length. And so as soon as I saw that, I said, man, I want that guy to put something together for us, because it just really captured exactly what we were looking for in the chapter. So that's why we went to Rob Lee. And it's not because, you know, he was available and we needed somebody. It's because we really wanted him. We wanted him to do it, you know, and Rob Choi has also talked about doing some compilation stuff for us later in the year. I don't know if it'll happen this year or next year or what, but for now, for the getting the message out there, Rob Lee is our guy, and you know, he's excited about it. And we sit there and talk on the phone, or we talk in person, and I see it, his wheels are turning. And so, yeah, I think he's going to really be able to capture a really good angle on not only Howe in general, the Tidewater chapter, but also Kendall and the vets that are out there. So we're really pleased to have him.
Thanks.
That'd be cool. We're looking forward to
that.
Rob, you go ahead and you can hang up the phone now and get to work on a damn video, all right? We're not going to wait for it.
Yeah, I do want to touch on something real quick, Mark. I'm pretty sure Tom is going to get to it here about the outing coming up this Saturday, right? There's a Howe outing this Saturday, right, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I wanted to offer this to anyone out there, too, that it's going to be at the event. If any of you guys are out there, if you have any kind words or anything to do with how it's done something for you or this, that, and the other, feel free to come up to me, pull me to the side, and I'd love to get some of that stuff on camera. You know what I mean? Nobody has to be shy about it or anything. It'd just be me, you, and the camera off to the side and just kind of go over some things. Maybe something about Kendall. Maybe some way Kendall's, you know, helped you out or this, that, and the third. Just wanted to offer that out there to anybody that would be there, because I'll actually be there this Saturday doing some filming as well.
Wow, you're going to be out there Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be out there Saturday.
Cool, very cool. I didn't know you were coming this weekend. Awesome. What is this weekend's event, Tom? Let's switch the gears for a little bit. I got a couple other things I need to cover, too. So let's talk about this weekend's upcoming event, the Saturday.
This coming Saturday, July 6th, we will be out at the Ponds in Smithfield. They go by several different names. They keep changing the name of it, trying to get some identity to it, but that's fine. We just call them the Smithfield Ponds or the Chisman Ponds, private property owned by Terry Chisman. It is our go-to spot for fresh water because it is absolutely beautiful. You know, I mean, it's not crowded because we're the only people that are out there. It's got great fishing. There's citation-sized bass, and there's two ponds have been stocked with 500 pounds of catfish a couple years.
And the largest damn petting zoo you'll ever see.
Yeah, the largest what?
Petting zoo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just don't pet that ram.
Right, yeah, between the ears.
Ducks and geese and I don't know how many types of different chickens and hens and, I mean, good Lord, that woman's got some animals out there. And donkeys, you're out on the water and you're hearing a donkey, like, go crazy. It would make a great ringer for the phone, that's for sure. But, no, Terry's been absolutely fantastic. Don Lancaster's going to be out there on Saturday also. We've got a pretty good size contingency of volunteers. We're probably going to outnumber our vets considerably. But you know
that
what?
Just shows you how good the area is. That should let anybody know for future ones when there's a volunteer list to get on it, that they're not only volunteering to help out, but that the private little lakes really produce.
Oh, my God, yeah. And you know what? You know, our volunteers are fantastic, and if it means it's more of a volunteer outing than it is a vet. I mean, well, I look at it this way. If we have one vet, and we do have more than that, that's for sure. If we went out there sometime and only had one vet that showed up, and it's still very worth it because of the camaraderie that we have in the chapter is just phenomenal. It really is. And but this location is just, oh, my God. You'd almost want to pitch a tent out there and spend 3 days out there and just keep fishing because it's fantastic, even though I've never caught a fish there. But I've never caught a fish at that place. I've eaten some chicken, though. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You're talking about the chicken somebody brought, or you got some of those, you caught some?
I bought the chicken. I didn't steal the chicken.
You didn't catch any? Oh, man.
But anyway, we got some other cool things, some really cool things coming up in the chapter. We're not going to let them out of the bag yet. Some of you guys know about them already. But, you know, as we turn out a project, we've got two more on the shelf. So we've got some cool things that are going to happen over the next year. And I'm real excited about them. I know, Mark, you know about them. Chris, you probably know about them. And, you know, we've got a group that's being formed that's going to be that's going to do some outrageous things. I mean, we're gonna have a lot of fun in the chapter, and we got some great things that are on the table.
Honey, are you holding out on me, Mark? What are you not telling me? Apparently, you know something I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you and I gonna wrestle.
All right, that's why I'm holding out. Right. We can tussle.
Yeah. I told you.
Worked out exactly
Mark.
As I planned. Oh, I gotta wrap this show up. Now I gotta go tussle.
I told you it would work.
Yeah, there you go. Very cool. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much.
Wait.
And thank you for everything. Yeah, right?
One thing. We've got to make sure we thank Vic Sorensen and Appomattox because they put us up. They did some unbelievable deals for the Coffee Can Club so we could continue to outfit Kendall's boat. The guys on the Coffee Can Club itself, you know, you guys know who you are out there. And if you don't know who's on the coffee cam, go to one of those pictures that we posted up on the paddle and everybody's tagged on that. So, you know, but Vic and Appomattox just did a bang up job for us. And they invited us out there months and months ago. And that's why we were there. So, very, very cool. Thank you.
Definitely. All right, well, we're going to start wrapping this up. I got a couple more things I just saw go by in the chat room, and I'll make sure I wrote a note down. Andy put up that the PKA Family Day is going to be the 20th of this month at Wallace's Marine starting at 8 a.m. It's really not a good event to come to because the fishing's not very good on that side of the water, so I'd recommend people just stay away. No, just kidding. So, yeah, Wallace's on the 20th. Is that right, Andy? I think I wrote everything down quick enough. It flew by the chat room really fast on me there. 8 a.m., the 20th, Wallace's. There's something about lunch also. Just a good PKA get-together for everybody. So come on out. Join us on that day. We already covered the Saturday's HAL event. I want to get real quick here to my good friend Philip Rucker down in North Carolina, who always faithfully sends us a fishing report for the old NC State. So let's see what's going on down there with Philip Rucker and the gang at Get Outdoors. It says here he is selling his kayak and building an ark. A lot of rain with most of Eastern Seaboard. An almost continual cycle of heavy rain dumped 5 inches on us this past Sunday, pushing most of our rivers out of their banks. So, sounds like they haven't gotten out in the water there, but he does say the coastal inshore has been the better fishery with nice numbers of red drum, speckled trout, and flounder in the 5 to 8 pound range. Frequent overcast skies seem to have helped the topwater bite last through most of the day. And then for an upcoming event at the store, Get Outdoors is hosting a free SUP board on the water demo day for Russell Ham this Friday at Oak Hollow Lake. Russell will go out there and see how quick he can pull off another SUP board. They'll have performances.
They'll
have performance and wreck boats available from 4 to 7. What's that?
I could show Russell how to do it.
Yeah, that guy, that is pretty funny. He's persistent, though. I got to give him credit. He's persistent. That's all we got from Philip. That's this, this Friday, Oak Hollow Lake from 4 to 7. Thank you, as always, Philip. Go check Philip out at kayakfishingnc.com. Very cool. I think I got all the news in. I think I got all the events covered. Appreciate Tom, Robert. Appreciate you guys calling in. Recapping the weekend. Everybody I know is aware that in 2 more days it is our nation's Independence Day. So you guys get out there, celebrate, enjoy, be safe. Remember where we're at this day. So I'm not going to go any further. I think I'm done. I've had a good time. You guys have a great week. Happy 4th of July. You get out on the water, enjoy yourselves, but remember, 4th of July is kind of like New Year's Eve on the highway. Everybody's out there, so keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention. Kind of like Memorial Day is also. So be safe. Have fun. Get out there. That's all I got. Anybody else got anything else? Oh, Joe just put up. See? That's why I asked, because I can't hear no number everything. Wild River Outfitters, one lure redfish tournament. Kayak fishing tournament, Saturday, July 27th. Catch and release. You go to Wild River's website and get more information on that. Yeah, don't forget, next Tuesday, come on out. Probably get more information from the gang at the store. If you come out to the seminar on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Wild River. All right, that's it. Chris, what do we got?
I don't have any. Tight lines, everybody. No matter where you're fishing, remember safety, safety, safety. And hydrate. It is hot out there. Drink that water. Take your children fishing. They are our next generation angler. Happy 4th, everybody.
Night.